Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Morning, brothers and sisters. It's really good to see you all.
弟兄姐妹，早安！非常高兴能够与你们相见。
I was very happy to see quite a few of you during the recent conference.
也最近的家庭测绘能够看见当中许多的弟兄都很高兴。
And to be able to see you again so soon after the conference is really my privilege.
实在是我的荣幸，能够在测绘之后还这么接近的能够与你们相见。
We know that there is a bushfire going for nearly 3 months now.
我们知道最近的森林大火已经接着焚烧了超过三个月的时间。
And yet the Lord has given us the opportunity to go away and in a place where it's threatened by bushfire, but still God protected us and give us the opportunity to hear His word.
但是神的恩典他保护我们，又赐给我们机会能够到那个特会的地方，乃是受山火所围绕的，但还是赐给我们平安，能够正常的举行了特会。
We pray that what we have received from the conference will stay with us and will challenge us to live a life that is according to Christ, our standard.
我们的祷告乃是照我们还会记得在特会中所讲到的主题，就是基督是我们一切的标准。
This morning we're going to look at the book of Hebrews chapter 2.
今早我们要来看希伯来书第二章。
We'll be reading from verse 1 to verse 4.
我们又从第一节读到第四节。
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 4.
希伯来书第二章从第一节到第四节。
I'll read first and then our brother will read in Chinese.
我们弟兄先用英文读一遍，然后我们用中文再读一遍。
Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard.Lest we drift away. For if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience receive a just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders, with various miracles,And gifts of the Holy Spirit according to His own will.
我们先用中文从第一节读到第四节。所以我们当越发郑重所听见的道理，恐怕我们随流失去。那借着天使所传的话，既是确定的，凡刚放被虐的，都受了该受的报应。我们若忽略了这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？这救恩起先是主亲自讲的。后来是听见的人给我们证实了，神又按自己的旨意，用神迹奇事和百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐，同他们做见证。
We'll read part of verse 3 again. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?
第三节的前一部分，我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, thank you for this time where we can come before you and be able to worship you.
主，我们感谢你赐给我们这样的时间，能够到你面前来和一同敬拜你。
We thank you for this time where your word will be preached.
感谢你在这个时间把你的话语来赐给我们。
Lord, may your mercy be upon us.
愿主你的怜悯在我们身上。
Mercy upon me as a speaker.
愿你怜悯讲员。
Upon Michael as an interpreter.
和翻译的。
And all of us who are sitting down.
而且每一位在这里听的。
We pray especially for those who are here for the first time.
特别为当中第一次来到我们当中的人。
Or whoever is sitting here may not be the first time, but they have yet to commit their hearts to you.
还有那些已经在我们当中聚会一段时间，却还没有接受你的人。
Lord, we do commit them to your hands.
我们都将他们交在你的手中。
May your Holy Spirit work mightily in their hearts.
愿你的圣灵大能地在他们心中动工。
May their hearts, Lord, be a receptive heart.
愿他们的心愿意接受你。
To be able to accept your word.
接受你的话语。
Lord, you love them.
因主啊，你爱他们。
And you have died for them.
你也为他们而死。
Lord, we pray that they will know and see you and accept you.
愿他们能够看见你，相信你，接受你。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们祷告，奉耶稣宝贵的名。Amen.
We know that in Hebrews chapter 1, when the Hebrew writer began to write these words.
我们知道希伯来书的作者在第一章的时候写了这样的话。
He talked about in the olden days, in various times, in various manners, God has spoken to us through the prophet.
说神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖。
This prophet has the words from God, and they will pass on to the people that God wanting them to speak to.
这些神的先知，他们从神那里领受了神的信息，把它传给神的百姓。
But the Hebrew writers say, now, in the last days, God is speaking through His Son.
但希伯来书的作者却告诉我们，在这末了的时代，神是借着他的儿子向我们说话。
He speaks now through His Son because His Son has accomplished salvation for all that believe in Him.
神愿意借他的儿子来向我们说话，因为他的儿子耶稣已经成就了一切的救恩。
And His Son is much higher than the angels.
而他的儿子乃是比天使更大。
So when chapter 2 talk about if we neglect even words spoken by the angels.
所以第二章讲到我们若忽略了借着天使传的信息
that we will receive the judgment or the consequences.
我们将会严严地承受他的惩罚。
We remember in the Old Testament there was a man called Lot.
我们知道在旧约时代有一叫为罗德。
He was living in a city called Sodom with his family.
他跟他的家庭是住在索多玛那个城里。
But the sins of the people in Sodom and the nearby city Gomorrah was so great that God is going to bring a sudden judgment on them.
但因此索多玛和俄摩拉两个城里所犯的罪极大，神愿意又来审判他们。
And God sent angels to do this judgment.
就差遣他的天使来宣告他的审判。
But Lot has an uncle called Abraham.
但罗德有他的叔叔，就是亚伯拉罕。
And Abraham is a friend of God.
而亚伯拉罕却被称为神的朋友。
And the angels had to say something to Abraham about what that coming judgment will be.
所以这些天使愿意告诉亚伯拉罕将要临到这个两个城的审判。
And Abraham intercedes for Lot and the people of Sodom and Gomorrah.
亚伯拉罕听见就为了罗德而且那城市里的人祷告地代祷。
So when the angels came to the city,
所以当这些天使来到这城里的时候
Lot received them into their house.
罗德接纳他们到他的家里。
But the angels told them that the sins of the people is so great.
但天使告诉他，这城里百姓的罪极大。
And it was evident by all those people coming and pressure them and press upon them.
特别是看见外面这些人在围着他们的房子，又继续的犯罪。
So the angels' words to them is this.
所以天使对他说的话是
You must leave now because the judgment is coming upon this city.
你必须立刻离开，因为审判要临到这个城。
Run to the hills.
跑向山去。
And Lot said, we can't run to the hills. Let us run to the other city.
但是罗德说，我不能跑这么远到山那里去，快跑到旁边的小城嘛。
So the angels permit them to do that.
而天使就允许了他。
And the angels say to them, run and do not look back.
天使吩咐他，当你逃跑的时候，不可以往回看。
So we all knew what happened.
但我们知道结局是怎样。
Lot's wife looked back.
罗德的妻子，她回头看了。
And she turned into the pillar of salt.
她就被变成了一个盐柱。
So there was an example in the Old Testament where people received the word or the warning from the angels.
所以我们看见在旧约有这样一件事，讲到人从天使那里领受了信息
，but they disobeyed，
但是却没有完全的顺服
，and they suffered the punishment of it。
结果他们就承担不顺服的审判。
Lot actually has sons-in-law as well。
罗德他本来还有他的女婿。
Before the destruction of the city, he went and told them about what the angel had said。
在城市毁灭之前，已经去告诉他们主所说的话。
Ask them to leave with him.
要求他们和他一起离开。
But they thought that he was joking.
但他的女婿们却以为他是在说笑话。
So they disregard the angel's words.
他们完全就藐视天使所说的话。
And they perish together with the city and the people of Sodom and Gomorrah.
结果他们就跟索多玛、俄摩拉城的百姓一同灭亡了。
And that's why the Hebrew writer say if.
这是为什么希伯来书的作者说若。
If the word spoken through angels prove steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience receive a just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?
那借着天使所传的话，既是确定的，凡刚犯悖逆的都受了该受的报应，我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？
Escape.
逃避。
He said, how can we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?
我们若忽略了这么大的救恩，怎么能够逃避这个罪呢？
You may ask, escape from what?
你可能又问，我到底要逃避什么？
Escape from what?
又逃避什么？
Because if you do not know what you're escaping from, then there's nothing for you to think about.
因为你若不知道要逃避什么，你不知道怎么做。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你一个比喻。
Let we go back to the bushfire again.
就像我们现在所经历的森林大火。
We know that when the bushfire start burning.
我们知道当这些森林的火灾来的时候。
Especially recently, the forest is so dry.
因为最近天气干燥，所以烧得更容易。
And the oil in the eucalyptus trees, they are actually flammable.
而且这个澳洲的这个桉树的油却是很容易着火的。
So as it lit up and then the fire keep burning, it is like a dragon, like an animal, like a dragon that is spreading very quickly.
所以当这个森林火着起来烧起来像一条火龙一样的这样一直烧过来。
And this will actually be able to jump roads and jump rivers.
因此这个空气很那个很火热，所以能够越过这些大路。
So the rural fire services they can see where this is going when where this is heading.
所以他们能够看见这个火是朝哪个方向烧去的。
They look at the residents that could be in the way.
他们看见在这火又经历的途中所的居住区。
And they will send out warning to those residents.
就会告诉在那里的居民，警告他们。
Leave now.
你们现在要立刻离开。
To escape from that fire coming.
逃避又来的大火。
So they are asked to leave to escape from what? From the fire.
所以他们那是被要求离开，逃避又来的大火。
Do you know that he has already burned nearly 26 million acres?
你知道澳洲的森林大火已经烧了超过2600万的，就是今年的大火，这一次的大火。
In 2009,
在2009年
，there was a fire that was called the Black Saturday.
曾有一个森林大火称为黑暗的星期六。
It only burned away 1 million acres.
黑色的星期六只烧了100万公顷的地。
But it killed 173 people.
但却烧死了173人。
And more than 400 people were badly burned.
好几百人都被烧伤了。
So the current bushfire about 26 times more than the last fire in 10 years ago.
所以这一次的大火乃是比2009年大火大26倍。
But only 27 people passed away.
但到今天只有27人被烧死。
Why?
为什么会这样的不同呢？
Because many people heard the warning and they heed the warning because of what happened 10 years ago. They learned the lesson.
因为这许多的人已经学习了十年前的功课，他们一听见警告就立刻离开逃避这个火灾。
They do not delay.
他们都没有犹豫地留下来。
They left everything, just pick up a few valuables, and they left.
他们只是打了一个急行包就离开，所有的东西都留下来。
They heed the warning and they run away from danger.
他们听见这个警告就逃避了这个危险。
So Hebrews chapter 2 tells us that how shall we escape? He's talking about the escape from the judgment of God if we do not take heed of the great salvation that God is offering us.
所以希伯来书这里讲到，我们若忽略这么大的救恩，我们又怎么样逃避罪呢？这是逃避从神那里来的审判。
And the Bible tells us that that great judgment of God will end in the lake of fire if your name is not found in the book of life.
而圣经告诉我们，我们的名字若不是写在生命册上，我们最终受审判去的地方就是地狱火湖。
The bushfire will burn to an area.
这个圣灵大火会从一个地方烧过去。
One is burned through, and when things are settled down, you can go back.
所以当这大火烧过去了之后，过去了之后，人还可以回到原来的地方去。
You'll be quite safe to go back because there's nothing else there to be burned again.
而且回去其实是很安全的，因为那里已经没有什么可以烧的了。
But the lake of fire,
当然神的火湖
is quite a frightening place.
是一个让人非常惧怕的地方。
Because the fire will never quench.
因为那里的火永远不灭。
Is burning forever.And ever.
那里的火将是永永远远的烧下去。
And that is what the Hebrew writer is trying to warn us about.
而这是希伯来书的作者警告我们的。
That we cannot escape from such a punishment, such a judgment, if we do not take heed of the great salvation God is offering us.
我们若不听从所传给我们这么大的救恩，我们是没有可能逃避那么大的审判。
Let us see why this salvation is great.
为什么这救恩是大的救恩？
We knew from chapter 1 just now in the book of Hebrews that it is great because God's Son is the author of it.
第一点，我们从第一章看到，这救恩是大的救恩，因为是神的儿子自己来传扬这个救恩。
God is now speaking through him.
神现今借着他的儿子向我们说话。
And the Hebrew writers in the book of Hebrews say that he is greater than the prophets.
而希伯来书的作者告诉我们，神的儿子比一切的先知更大。
The prophet has a message from God and they pass on to the people.
作为先知，乃是从神那里领受了信息，传给神的百姓。
But Jesus, he is the message of God.
但是耶稣自己就是神的信息。
He is the Word of God.
他是神的道。
He is the Word of God that came among us and lived among us.
他是神的道来到我们中间，生活在我们中间。
Full of grace and full of truth.
满有恩典，满有真理。
He is the Word.
他是神的道。
He himself brought the message to the people.
他自己把这信息带给了百姓。
He is greater than the angels.
他比天使更大。
Angels are created beings.
因为天使乃是神所创造的。
And Jesus created them.
是耶稣创造了他们。
He is greater than Moses.
耶稣比摩西更大。
Moses led the nation out of Egypt into the wilderness.
摩西带领神的百姓离开埃及进到旷野。
But Jesus created the nation of Israel.
但耶稣却创造了以色列这个国家。
He is greater than Joshua.
他比耶稣也要更大。
Joshua is supposed to take the people of Israel into the land of Canaan and give them rest.
因为耶稣也乃是把神的百姓带进迦南地，赐给他们安息。
But there's no real rest.
但是在那里，他们没有得到真正的安息。
There's still a lot of enemies in the land.
因为在那地还有许多的仇敌。
Still a lot of fighting.
许多的征战。
Still a lot of struggles with idol worship and so forth.
还有在其中在拜偶像的事上的挣扎。
Only Jesus can give them true rest.
只有耶稣能够把真正的安息赐给他们。
He is the Savior.
他是救主。
We know that in the Old Testament, the people of Israel, when they sinned against God,
我们知道在旧约当以色列的百姓向犯罪得罪神。
They have to take an animal to the high priest.
他们又带一个献祭的礼物到神那里去。
To the front of the tabernacle.
在这个帐幕的面前。
And they'll lay hands on the animals and the animal will be killed.
他们就按手在个动物的身上，然后这个活物就被杀死。
And then the animal will be offered on the altar as a burnt sacrifice.
而这活物就会献在祭坛上成为活祭。
So they have the high priest, They have the tabernacle or the temple and the sacrifice.
他们有大祭司，他们有帐幕，他们有献祭。
Jesus is all of them.
但耶稣既是包括了这一切。
Jesus is the high priest.
耶稣是大祭司。
Jesus is the tabernacle.
耶稣就是神的帐幕。
Remember in the New Testament, he said that destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up.
你记得耶稣在新约曾说，你们可以拆毁这个圣殿，但三日内我会把它再建起来。
He's talking about his body.
他是讲到自己的身体。
And when the people sinned, they had to keep bringing animals to the high priest to be killed.
我们看见在旧约，百姓一直带着献祭的物到祭司这里来被杀死。
They had to do it repeatedly.
他们乃又重复这样的献祭。
But Jesus.
但是耶稣
he only died once,
他却只有一次的死
and he fully satisfied all of God's righteous requirement concerning sin,
就完全满足了神公义的要求
so when we look at him on the cross,
所以当我们看见耶稣在十架上
and we believe in him,
我们相信他
we believe that his blood shed on the cross can cleanse you from all of your sins,
我们相信耶稣在十字架所流的血能够洗净我们一切的罪
Then we can be saved.
我们就蒙恩得救
So he is the high priest, he is the tabernacle, and he is the sacrifice that was once for all satisfy God.
所以我们看见耶稣他是大祭司他是帐幕他是那一个献祭而且只有一次献上成就永远的救恩
This salvation is great.
这个救恩是大的救恩
Because our sins is also great.
因为我们的罪是极大的罪。
Our sins are great and many.
我们的罪不止大还是多。
But this salvation is greater.
但神的救恩却比这一切更大。
And able to solve the problem of our sin.
而也能够解决我们罪的一切问题。
I really pray that we can have a vision like Isaiah.
我实在愿意祷告我们都有像以赛亚一样的意象
When he saw a vision of God
当他看见神的意象
Straight away he said I'm a man of unclean lips
他立刻说我是一个嘴唇不洁的人
Living among people of unclean lips
也生活在嘴唇不洁的人当中
He saw his sins
他看见自己的罪
He saw that he could not stand before God
他看见自己不能在神面前站立得住
In the New Testament we saw Peter
在新约我们看见彼得
When he has an encounter with the Lord Jesus
当他面对耶稣的时候
When Jesus teach him how to fish
耶稣只是教导他怎样的去捕鱼
And the fish that came out was so much that he couldn't believe his eyes
因为他捕了许多的鱼觉得不可思议
And what did Peter say?
那彼得怎么说呢
Depart from me
说主啊离开我
For I'm a sinner
我是一个罪人
Suddenly at that moment, Peter has a revelation about his sins.
在那一刻彼得忽然之间有一个启示看见自己的罪。
And he couldn't bear standing or even kneeling before Jesus.
所以他觉得自己不可以站在跪在神的面前。
Those our sins are like scarlet.
我们的罪乃是像朱红的血一样。
God can make it as white as snow.
让主竟然使朱红变成雪白
Though our sins are as red as crimson
我们的罪如雪朱红
God can make it as white as wool
神也使呢像白像羊毛
Our sins are great
我们的罪是极大的
But this salvation that the Hebrew writers talk about is greater
但是希伯来书作者所写的救恩却大过我们的罪
This salvation is great because it was accomplished with a great cost.
这救恩是大的，因为又成就它的代价是大的。
Just imagine how much Jesus has done in order to accomplish this salvation for you and for me.
我们可以思想，耶稣为了救我们，这他付上了何等大的代价。
He created the angels.
他曾创造了天使。
He created the world.
他创造了世界
and yet he was able to come down and live as a man among us
但他自己却愿意来到我们中间像人一样的生活
he was unlimited by time and space
他原来是超越时间空间的。
And yet he limits himself by time and space in a little village in Galilee.
而却愿意来到世上受时间空间的限制，活在加利利。
And he said,
他说
，Foxes have holes.
狐狸有洞。
And birds has nests.
飞牛有窝。
But the Son of Man has no place to lay his head.
让人子却没有枕头的地方。
Such was the Savior.
自是我们的救主。
And then in the end of his life on earth,
当他在地上生命结束的那一刻
，He was crucified by sinful men on the cross.
他被罪人钉在十字架上。
And he died.
他死了。
He paid the price.
他付了这代价
，at a great cost，
极大的代价
，for your sins and my sins，
这代价是为你的罪，也为我的罪。
This salvation is great，
这救恩是极大的
，because it saves us from a great eternal judgment，
因为它拯救我们脱离极大的审判。
We talk about the bushfire once it's burned away, it's safe to go back。
我们知道讲到森林的大火自然烧过了一个地方就可以安全地回到那个地方去。
But the lake of fire is never safe.
但是浴火湖的火却永远不灭。
The fire never quench.
这火永远烧下去。
It's burning day and night forever and ever.
昼夜焚烧直到永远。
I'm not sure whether you have been burned before.
我不知道你从来有没有被烧伤过。
I remember once a microwave in the office was malfunctioning.
我记得有一次在我办公室的微波炉出障物了。
I was heating up a cup of milk.
我在那里在打制一杯牛奶。
And when I touched the cup, it was so hot that my finger stick to the cup and could not remove.
当我碰到那个杯的时候，它却热到我的手。的大拇指被粘在那里而不能够分开。
And I can tell you that it is one of the most painful things I have experienced.
我可以告诉你是我一生中经历最痛苦的事情。
We know that in the war, during the war,
我们知道在世界大战里
or in the ancient times,
在旧时代古代的战争里
some enemies when they got captured,And the other enemies will actually torture them.
所以当很多的时候被俘虏的士兵常常会受到敌对的士兵的逼害迫害。
And one of the torture they do is that they put a piece of iron into the fire.
而其中的一个折磨他们的方法乃是用这个烙铁。
And then they take that hot iron and then put it on the skin of the enemy.
他们把这个烙铁烧红了之后就按在人的身上来折磨他们的敌人。
一个
所以有这样的声音就嘶的声音把它烧伤了。
Those who received that punishment will scream.
而那些接受这样伤害的人都会在那里的喊叫。
Because the pain will be so intense.
因为这个疼痛实在是太严厉了。
Now, I want you to think for a moment.
我愿你弱弱思想一下。
My finger that got stuck to the mark in the microwave.
我这个大拇指被粘在这个杯上。
Or the iron that got seared onto the skin of a prisoner.
或者一个囚犯受的这个烙铁落在身上。
They are painful.
他们是很痛的。
But they only last for a short moment.
当这个痛也只是一阵子而已。
It is intense pain.
是一个很厉害的疼痛
，but it lasts only for a short time.
但这个痛却只有短暂的时间。
Imagine in the lake of fire.
试想在火湖里面。
Now some people say, "Ah, that may not literally be fire. It could be something else."
有些人说，可能火湖里面的火不是真正的火，是别的东西。
Well, I haven't seen it whether it's a fire or not because I wasn't there.
我从来没有去过，所以不知道那个火的样子是怎样。
If you've been there, let me know.
如果你去过，你可以告诉我。
But if God said it's fire, I believe there is fire.
当然，若神的话说是火，我相信是火。
With all the heat, with all the pain that you might suffer from.
所以这个火的热度，这个火的伤害。
That lake of fire,
这个火湖,
it will go on forever and ever.
将会一直的烧下去，直到永永远远。
My finger will heal.
我的大拇指它会恢复。
The skin of the prisoner will heal.
这个囚犯受落体之后也会恢复。
But in the lake of fire, the fire will never quench forever and ever.
但是在火湖里面的火却永远都不会成灭没。
How can I impress upon your heart?
我怎么能够把这个印象留在你身上
？How great this salvation is that save us from that eternal judgment?
因为这极大的救恩是救我们脱离那永远的审判。
Do you know that there is another torture?
你知道还有另外的一种的折磨吗
？It's called the Chinese water torture.
乃至说啊，中国用了一种水的折磨。
Actually, it's not invented by Chinese; it's invented by Italians.
我知道这不是中国人发明的，乃是意大利人发明。
Let me describe it to you.
我让我来告诉你是怎么样。
A prisoner will have all his foot and hands bound.
这一个啊囚犯，他手脚都会被锁起来。
And his neck will be restrained.
而且他的颈也会被锁住不能动
And above his head,
但是在他的头上面
will be a big bucket of water.
在上面却有一大盆的水
And the bucket of water will just drop the drop of water from above and then drop onto his forehead.
而这个水就一点一点的滴到他的额上
You can imagine just a drop on his forehead.
你看见这样水在一滴一滴的滴到他的额上
Now, the first few drops
是开头的几滴
mean nothing.
对这个囚犯来讲不算什么
No pain.
好像没有什么疼痛
It just feel wet and uncomfortable.
只是有点湿有点不舒服
My imagine is sitting down this big bucket of water and it drip and drip and drip and drip for hours and hours.
但你可以想象当这个水这样一滴一滴滴在你额上上滴了几个小时
Small torture coupled with time became terribly uncomfortable and frightening
一个这样一个小的折磨跟时间连起来的时候延长了它的时间就会变成一个让人实在忍受不下去的折磨。
It is a terrible torture.
是一个可怕的折磨。
Sometimes even more frightening than having a hot iron shearing on your skin.
有时候这样的折磨比这个落体的折磨是更令人害怕的。
So imagine such a torture that went on forever and ever.
你能够想象这样的一个折磨是无终无止的继续下去吗
How can you bear it?
你又怎么能够忍受得了
How can you bear it in the lake of fire that burns forever and ever?
在这不灭的火湖里面你怎么能够忍受它这样永远的烧下去呢
My friends,
我亲爱的朋友
God has no pleasure in the death of a sinner.
神不喜悦一个罪人的死
God desires all men everywhere to repent and come to salvation.
神乃愿意到处众的每一个人都能够明白真道而得救。
And he has given us a great salvation.
而他又把这么大的救恩赐给了我们。
But many will neglect it.
那人为什么还忽略他呢
？Many will ignore it.
人为什么藐视他呢
？Many will reject it.
为什么人拒绝他呢
？And end up in the lake of fire.
最终却落到火湖里去。
This salvation is great.
这救恩是大的。
Because not only save us from the great judgment of the lake of fire.
因为它不止拯救我们脱离这火湖极大的审判。
He also save us to receive eternal life.
还有救我们来得着永远的生命。
Abundant life.
丰富的生命
that Jesus has promised to everyone who receive him and believe in him.
因为耶稣乃是应许赐给每一个相信接受他的人
and everything that come with that abundant life.
而这丰盛的生命所包括了
joy, peace,
喜乐平安
no fear of death.
对死亡不再惧怕。
Being contented with whatever you have received from God.
而当从神那里领受的，可以使我们得到满足。
Again.
再重复一点。
Forever and ever.
这一切也是直到永永远远。
So your choice.
现今是你的选择。
Like a fire forever and ever.
是火湖燃烧到永远。
A life of peace and joy and contentment in the love of God.
或者得到喜乐、平安、满足到永远。
This salvation is great.
这救恩是大的。
Because it also promises a hope.
因为它赐给我们一个盼望。
A hope that we will totally be changed.
这个盼望告诉我们有一天我们完全的改变。
When we see Jesus again,
当我们再一次的看见耶稣
when he appears,
当他向我们显现的时候
the Bible tells us that we shall be like him.
圣经告诉我们我们都要像他
Every day we are changing a little bit.
我们知道我们每天都是一点一点在改变
We can be getting old.
我们每天都在变老
Or we're getting more experience in some things.
或者我们人生的经历更丰富
Well, one thing is for sure.
但是有一点我们都知道。
For everyone who has embraced this great salvation,
凡已经接受了这大的救恩的人
they should be transformed day by day.
他们每一天都在这里的受改变。
They will be changing day by day.
天天的变化更新。
To be more and more like Jesus.
越来越像耶稣。
They will hate their sins more day by day.
一天经过一天更恨自己的罪
They'll be less self-centered and self-focused day by day.
他们会越来越不以自我为中心越来越以神为中心
So when you see Jesus again
当他们再次看见耶稣的时候
It won't be a shock
对他们讲不会是很惊讶的
But it will be something very welcoming
乃是他们一直心中渴慕的
So I have said to you
所以我要告诉你
This salvation is great because the author is great.
这救恩是大的因为这救恩的作者是大的
Even our sins are great, this salvation is greater.
虽然我们的罪是大的但救恩比我们更大
Jesus paid a great cost in order to accomplish this salvation for us.
为了拯救我们耶稣付上了极大的代价
This salvation is great because it delivers us from the great judgment of eternal fire.
这救恩是大的救恩应当拯救我们脱离这极大的审判地狱火湖。
This salvation is great because it gives us a new life.
这救恩是大的救恩应当赐给我们一个新的生命。
This salvation is great because we can now have hope in the second coming of Christ and when we see him,We shall be like him.
这救恩是大的，因为他赐给我们极大的盼望。当耶稣回来的时候，我们又看见他，就像他。
But the Hebrew writer said to us, "How shall we escape?"
当希伯来书的作者，我们又怎么能够陶醉呢
？If we neglect such a great salvation,
若我们忽略了这么大的救恩
，Now that you see that this salvation is great,
现在你看见这救恩是大的
，Can you neglect it?
你会忽略它吗
？In another word,
或者用一种的说法
，How can you give it a proper attention?
你应该给它怎样的专注
？Effective attention,
而且是有效果的专注
，so that you will not neglect it.
就你自己再也不能够忽略它。
Do you know that Satan is very happy?
你知道今天撒旦会很高兴。
For many of the people who go to church on Sunday.
因为有许多人虽然在星期天去教堂。
He's happy for them just to go to church.
他开心他们只是这样的去教堂。
And then after they leave the church, they are the same as everyone else in the world.
当离开了教堂之后他们就跟世界里其他的人一模一样。
Outwardly they have religions.
好像在外面看来他们有一个宗教信仰
But inwardly, they love the world.
但在他们心里面，他们却还是爱这世界的一切。
They love what the flesh wanted.
这身体上所爱好的，他们都有。
Outwardly they look good.
外面看起来他们都很好。
Sometimes they even look earnest.
有时候他们看见很认真的。
But as long as they are not fully committed or give proper attention to this great salvation, then Satan is happy.
但只有这些人，他们忽略了神这么大的救恩，而不专注这救恩，撒旦就会很开心。
Because such people,
因为这样的人，
they are the best stumbling blocks that Satan can use in his hands to stumble others.
就是撒旦最喜欢用的绊脚石。绊脚石来绊倒其他的人。
It's that people who have an outward look of godliness.
就是一些外表有虔诚的外表的人。
But inwardly they are full of all the filthiness of their sins.
但他们的心中却充满了世界上一切罪的污秽。
They did not give proper attention to the great salvation that God is displaying. Before their eyes.
他们对神向他们展示这极大的救恩，没有给予他应该的专注。
When God calls you,
当神呼召你的时候，
He wants you to come to Him and look at the Lord Jesus.
他呼召你到他这里来，就你能够看见耶稣。
To see what He has done for you.
看见耶稣为你所做的一切。
And to see that you were a sinner.
看见你自己是一个罪人。
That you should deserve to go to the lake of fire and be burned in the fire forever and ever.
你该得的审判乃是地狱火湖燃烧到永远。
And then you saw Jesus.
之后你看见耶稣
dying helplessly on the cross.
在十字架上的为你而死，
and he shed his precious blood for you,
为你流出他的宝血。
You should be the one who crucified on the cross.
你本应该是被钉死在十字架上的。
For the wages of sin is death.
因为罪的工价就是死。
You should die.
你是该死的。
Because of your sins.
因你的罪。
I should die because of my sins.
我也因自己的罪也是该死的。
But Jesus died on your behalf.
但耶稣却代替你而死。
Jesus was judged by God on the cross.
在十架上，耶稣受神的审判。
Not that he has committed any sins.
不是因为他自己犯了什么的罪。
But your sins and my sins crucify him on the cross.
乃是你的罪，我的罪，把他钉死在十字架上。
He took your sins and my sins upon himself.
他自己背负了你的罪，我的罪。
And he shed his blood.
他又为我们流血。
And that blood cleanses us all from our sins.
而他的血洗净我们一切的罪。
He was there on the cross.
他在十架上。
And I am here.
那现在我能够在这里。
He took my sins away.
他把我的罪除去了。
And I can now stand righteous before God.
我现今能够在神面前公义的站立。
It is all by His grace.
一切都因为他的恩典。
Nothing that I contribute.
我自己没有付上什么。
To that new status before God.
使我能够站在神的面前。
Except that I pay proper attention to that great salvation that God is showing me.
唯有的是我专注了神所向我显明这极大的救恩。
And you should be able to see progress.
你也应该看见你身上的长进。
That day by day, as you focus your eyes upon Jesus.
当每一天你注目于耶稣身上。
You should find yourself loving him more.
你发觉自己会更加的爱他。
And loving yourself less.
你会更少的爱自己。
Loving your brothers and sisters more.
你会更多的爱你的弟兄姐妹。
And love your sins less.
更少的爱你的罪。
If you hear of a meeting that someone is going to be praying for the welfare of other believers, you go.
当你听见有一个祷告的聚会，会为那些有需要的人祷告，你会去参加。
You want to love.
因为你愿意去爱
reading the word of God,
爱读神的话语
you want to love to come before God and spend time with him in prayer,
你爱到神的面前来祷告
you should be able to see that,
你会看见自己生命上的改变
if you pay proper attention to this great salvation,
若是你最对这个大的救恩给了他该有的注视和专注
if not,
若是你没有你忽略了
then it would be so easy to neglect it.
那么你就很容易就忽视了它
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
我们看希伯来书第十二章
Verse 25 to verse 29,
从二十五节到二十九节
See that you do not refuse him who speaks, for if they did not escapeWho refused him who spoke on earth, how much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speak from heaven?
你们总要谨慎，不可弃绝那向你们说话的，因为那些弃绝的，在地上警告他们的，善且不能陶醉，何况我们违背那从天上警戒我们的呢？
Whose voice then shook the earth?But now he has promised, saying, Yet once more, I shake not only the earth, but also heaven.
当时他的声音震动了地，但如今他应许说，再一次我不单又震动地，还有震动天。
Now this, yet once more indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken, as of things that are made, that the thing which cannot be shaken,May remain.
这再一次的话是指明被震动的就是受造之物都又挪去使那不被震动的长存
Therefore since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear for our God is a consuming fire
所以我们既得了不能震动的国就当感恩照神所喜悦的用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神因为我们的神乃是烈火
We are living at a time where the end is near
我们现今的时代是末后的时代
And the Hebrew writer tells us that God will shake not only the earth but also the heaven
所以希伯来书的作者告诉我们神不止又震动地也有震动天
Every material thing that we try to hold on to will be shaken and destroyed
在世上任何物质的东西我们所捉住的神都有震动毁灭它
Only things that are of God will not be shaken will not be destroyed
只有属于神的才不能够被震动不能够被毁灭
And tell us that our God is the consuming fire
他也告诉我们我们的神乃是烈火
God wants to burn away all the filthy things that is in our life.
神又将我们一生中一切的污秽都烧掉。
So we may give proper attention to the great salvation that he is displaying before our eyes.
就我们能够专注神所赐给我们这极大的救恩。
He loves us.
神爱我们。
He paid a high price for us.
他为我们付上了极大的代价。
Years ago, there was a little girl.
许多年前有一位小女孩
As she was growing up, she discovered that her mom's hands are a bit unusual.
当她慢慢长大了之后就发觉她母亲的手有点怪
She found that her mother's hands was quite ugly was really ugly.
她发现她母亲的手看起来真的是很难看很糟糕
And sometimes she even felt embarrassed to be seen together with her mom.
所以当她跟母亲一起出去的时候她觉得很害羞因为她母亲的手的缘故
And one day suddenly she just blurted out.
所以有一天她就这样的从心里说出来
She said, Mom, your hand's really ugly.
她说母亲你的手实在太难看了
The mom looked at her.
而母亲看着她
And she told her that,Maybe it's time for me to tell you a story.
他说可能现在是适合的时间让我告诉你这个故事。
He said many years ago,
说许多年前,
when you were a baby,
当你还是个婴孩的时候,
I saw you that you were asleep and I placed you in the bassinet.
我你睡的时候我把你放在摇篮里。
And I just walk out for a short while to talk to my neighbors.
当我离开去跟邻居说话的时候
Suddenly my neighbors say, look at your house, it's on fire.
告诉我说看啊你的家烧起房子烧起来了
There's smoke coming up from your chimney.
他看见你这个烟囱都有烟冒出来了
There's smoke coming up from your windows.
而又有烟从那窗口啊出来了
And so I rushed back to the house.
所以我就跑到屋子里去
And I saw you in the bassinet and I grabbed you.
我看见你在油那里就把你抱起来
But the fire was so great
但因为这个火势太大
It burned my hands
我的手就被烧着了
It burned my arms
也烧了我的膀臂
But thank God you are safe
但感谢神你却无事
My hands are ugly
我今天的手这么难看
Because I save your life
因为我选择拯救你的生命
The little girl was shocked.
这小女孩太惊讶了。
And then grabbing her mom's hands.
她就捉住母亲的手。
Say, Mom.
她说母亲。
This is the most beautiful hands in the world.
在我的眼中你是双手是最美丽的。
My friends.
我亲爱的朋友。
In heaven.
在天上。
You'll see another pair of hands.
你会看见另外的一双手。
It may look ugly to you.
这双手在你眼中看起来可能很难看
Because it had nail prints through the hand
因为这个手中有钉痕有洞
It's probably the only man-made things in heaven
这可能是天上唯一人所做的事情留下来的
It was the nail print of Jesus' hands
是耶稣手上的钉痕
It's ugly
看起来很难看
But it was ugly because of saving you.
他的手难看是为了要救你。
This is a great salvation.
这是一个极大的救恩。
Achieved at a great cost.
因为付上了极大的代价。
Jesus loves you.
耶稣爱你。
Do not reject him.
不要拒绝他。
Do not neglect this great salvation.
不要忽略这么大的救恩。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we commit every heart here into your hands.
哦主，我们在自将自己的每一颗心都交在你的手中。
We pray for those hearts that have yet to believe in you.
我们为这些还有相信你的人祷告。
And the hearts of those who have yet to give proper attention to your salvation.
还有为那些没有专注你救恩的人祷告。
We pray that your Holy Spirit will work in their hearts.
我们祈求你的圣灵能够在他们的心中动工
Give them no rest
主啊不要赐给他们安息
Until they come to a place where they say Lord I give myself to you
直到他们到你这里来把自己交给你
Lord may you receive all the glory and praise
主啊愿你得着一切的荣耀和赞美
For you are worthy
唯有你适配
In your most precious name I pray
靠你宝贵的名我们祷告
Amen,
Amen.